Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Chadal, begin at Amid Beis. Begin with Tezer and Masel. Tezer begins the words of the Gemara, but less Hechasa Kakala Nishmaitza, the halacha does not follow like all the previous teachings. Tezer comes to explain exactly who we're saying that the halacha does not follow like. As the Gemara brought a machlekes regarding mentioning Chanukah and Musaf. But Purim and Yehuda, they said that you don't mention, Nachum Yechon says you do mention. So that the Gemara wanted to say, regarding those opinions and regarding we brought Rav Achtavaya Marav, that he said that the Mafta by Mincha B'Yomtiv, that you don't mention that of Yomtiv, and we had the teaching of Rav Gidl, the Amarav, regarding mentioning that of Rosh Chodesh in the Mafta and Navi by Shabbos. So on that, the Gemara concludes the halacha does not follow like all those teachings. Others like Reb Shu ben Levi that he says that Yom Kippurim that falls in on Shabbos, that when you're davening the Ne'ilah, you have to mention that of Shabbos, even though Shabbos is not does not have a tefillah of Ne'ilah, but since it's a day that has Ne'ilah, so, and that's the day of Shabbos, so then you have to mention Shabbos even in the Ne'ilah. So you see, like not like all the previous teachings. Now, on that Pishbukun, just Rashi explained literally, when it's saying, as our different Maschal Teis is going on, the halacha is not like all these teachings, it's going on all of them. Krav Huna Rav Yehuda, where they were the teaching regarding that of Chanukah and Musaf, V'Rav Gidl, who he was regarding that of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and V'Rav Achtava, he was talking about that of Yom Tov and Shabbos by Mincha regarding the Avtar. But says, Taisus by Marie, the Reis says, the Lohoyele Limnis to Rav Gidl Badayim. Rashi should not have included that of Rav Gidl in that list, that based on this teaching of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that we see not like all those previous teachings, because the filler Rabbi Shimon Levi that he says when you daven on Shabbos, that's on Yom Kippurim, you're going to mention Shabbos. Ma'ida says the he agrees to Ein Tzarech Lahaskel Shorosh Chodesh B'Av. He agrees to that halacha of Rav Gidl that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftar of the Navi, even if it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Why? Kim the Navi Rosh Chodesh like a klal, since there is no Navi on Rosh Chodesh at all, so Rosh Chodesh is not a day that's obligated in the Navi. Whereas regarding Chanukah and Yom Tov and Yom Kippurim, all those are days which you have that obligation on some point of the day. So even though this specific tefillah you don't, so then you're going to mention it. But regarding that of Rosh Chodesh and Navi, there is no such thing, and therefore, says Taisa B'chein on the Noigin Soto, actually that is our custom, Shaloi Lahasker, that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Bracha of Taira in the Navi and Shabbos, because although we rule like Rabbi Shimon Levi, he would agree to the teaching of Rav Gidl, not the way Rashi explained. To the next taste of Masel, taste begins the words of the Gemara, Ikbar Nayu. The difference between them is the Rav Brenum Rav, but the Lay Mesaimi, it's not conclusive who holds what, which taste asks on why is it Lay Mesaimi. That is, the Mishnah taught that we don't light the Shabbos candles with chalev, with tallow, with certain type of fats. Nacham Amadi says, we could light it if it's chalev mavushal, if the fats were cooked. Chacham say no, whether it's cooked or not cooked, you don't light with it. Now the Gemara says, Tanakan the Chachamim are saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, the difference between them is the halacha of Rav Brenum. He said that the chalev mahutach, although you cannot light with it if you add on some kosher oil, then you can light it from there Shabbos. So that's the difference between the two different opinions. But it's not clear. You can't tell who's the one that was saying it's still going to be forbidden. Was it the Tanakama or was it the Chacham? So that Hikshriva, the Riva asked the following question. Am I Lo Mesami? Why is it not conclusive? But Va'amah Ba'mecha Peres, the Gemara tells them Ba'basa Dav Tzadik Gimel Beis. The Chol Tana Basra, every time you have the second Tana Litfu Yasa is coming to add on, which is, in this case, where they're being stringent, obviously the Chachamim, who the later opinion, they're becoming to add on to be stringent to say that it's going to be forbidden even if you add on oil. So seemingly it is conclusive who says what. Yeshlemite says what you could say is no, because the Hacha Deikah Gimel Tanoim. Here you have three different Tanoim. You have the Tanakama, and you have that of Nachum Amadi, and you have the Chacham. Seikah, maybe you could say, the Chachamim, who were the last opinion, they're coming to add on. But maybe they're only coming to add on the middle opinion, Ela Nachum Amadi. Damad, he says, Madlikim Echel Mavushal Be'enei, that you could even light directly with the cooked tallow itself. That's the sage are coming to say that no, they're coming to add on in its stringency and say no, even if it's cooked, you cannot light it as it is. But maybe they would hold that if you're putting the oil inside of it, maybe it would be permitted, and it's the Tanakama who would hold that it's going to be forbidden. And the time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama that would say that it's forbidden? It's because the Asa ben Nesin Hashem, Medumi de Zephyr Shabbat, that's going to be forbidden even if you add on some kosher oil, just like the other cases of our Mishnah, of the pitch and of the wax, where they're forbidden even if you add on some oil. Now the difference is because although we're saying it's permitted when you add on some oil in the Chelev Mahutach, that's because really Chelev Mahutach itself is not forbidden. It's only Gzer if you're going to use the Chelev that's not Mahutach, where then it's not drawn after the wick. But since it's only gzeira, when you add on oil, we're not going to make a gzeira li gzeira, as the Gemara says, in contrast to Zephas and Shava, where they themselves directly don't draw. See, when you add on oil, it's going to be forbidden because of gzeira when you don't add on oil. So, but therefore, we could say that, yeah, the Tanakam would hold that the Chel of Mahotachim is going to be forbidden even if you're adding on some kosher oil, like the other case of the Mishnah. Now, but still says Tesis, V'loi Masayme, but so then why is it not conclusive? Because you could say that no, Tana Basel, Tvoyasa, then maybe no, that maybe the last Tana, the Chacham, when they were saying they're adding on as a stringency, maybe it's even adding on the Tana Kama. And therefore, maybe it's the Chacham hold that's forbidden, even if you're adding all, but the Tana Kama hold is permitted, and therefore that's what the Gemara was saying, that it's V'loi Masayme. Turn next Tesis, the Masel Tesis begins the words of the Gemara, Lefisha, in Seifrim Kachem Yamtu, because you don't burn Kachem on Yamtu. So Tesis can explain the reasoning of this halacha. And that is in the Mishnah we learned. You cannot light the Shemen Tzreifa on Yom Tov. Now, what's Shemen Tzreifa? So the Gemara had explained that it's Shemen of Truma that became Tamei, which the halacha is that it's to be burnt. The Gemara says the reason why you cannot burn that type of candle on Yom Tov is because you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov. And so, too, burning Truma is like burning Kachem. Which Taisa asks from Tim, if you're going to say, Heichi Alfin and Truma Mikachem, what's this halacha? The Gemara brings sources, four different interpretations. The Gemara, how we know that you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov. Now, how do you learn out, which is really the case of our Mishnah, regarding Truma that's Tameh, from Kachem that's invalid, that you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to burn the Truma candle that's Tameh either on Yom Tov. But how could you learn that Truma from Kachem? The Kachem dinu she'in tzrifas in deich Yom Tov, because Kachem, it makes sense why you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. L'fisha in yochel lahanis b'shas reifah, there's no permissibility of having benefit from the Kachem that you're burning, even as you're burning it. We don't say, so therefore, since you're not allowed to have any benefit from the kachem when you're burning it, there's still going to be a problem of having benefit from it. No. So therefore, since you cannot have any benefit from it, that's why, of course, we could understand why you cannot burn it on Yom Tov, as Tais explains. Because we don't say, as we generally do, you're allowed to burn a fire on Yom Tov. For a Yom Tov need of Echel Nefesh, so which is the well-known halacha, that therefore it's also permitted, even if you're not doing it for directly Echel Nefesh purposes, because as Tais explains, Ele Shalei Letzarech Echel Nefesh, that what we call Mitoich, is only if it's not directly for a food item purposes, some other Yom Tov purpose. But it has to be somewhat of a need, to warm yourself up, or some other benefit. But igniting a fire that's totally that's not giving you any personal utility at all, that's not permitted to be done on Yom Tov. So therefore, of course, we understand why you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. Now, the Sreifa is Truma Tameya, but the burn, Truma that's Tameya, Shemutu Lohanis B'Shah Sreifa, which you're allowed to have benefit from it as it's burning, that's one of the permissible utilities. So let me ask her, why would it be forbidden? Why is it different than oil of Chulin? Shemutu L'Sarifa L'Likul HaNos, you're allowed to burn and you're allowed to light it for your own personal benefit on Yom Tov, which you're allowed to do Havar. Da'atu Truma L'Fish Yesh Mitzvah Sreifa, what do you think? Truma, because there's a mitzvah to burn it, make a girl, that would make it worse? Why would they be problematic of burning the Truma that's Tameya? So Vayim Riva, he says, yes, the Vade Gar, yes, the lighting of Truma Temeya is definitely worse than oil of Chulin. Why? Because even though it's the same thing, you're allowed to light a candle of Truma Temeya, and this isn't that the same thing as regular Chulin oil? Well, why would it be different? It is. The Kivin Shasa Terah Kalanai says, because since the Terah made all benefits from the Truma Temeya to be forbidden, Ra Kana Sreifa, the only utility allowed to do with Truma Temeya, which a lot of benefit from, is the burning of it when it's burning. So explains Taisis, what's the logic, says the Rival. M. Kane, what you see from this is that Havarazu, this igniting of the Truma Tameh, Eino Letzarech HaNasa, it's not really for the purposes of your own benefit. El Hashem Mitzvah Sreifa, it's because the Torah wants you to burn it. Ella, just that, Shatari lo hikpida, the Torah just wasn't particular, Shihanim emene b'shas b'yura, it didn't say that you're not allowed to benefit from one as it's burning, but really what the burning is, not for you, it's really for the mitzvah. Oh, lahachi, therefore, leidachi yamta, that's why I cannot override yamta, because really, it's just like the kachim, that shaloi letzarech, what do you mean shaloi letzarech? What do you mean, I can't benefit? But that's not really, it's just incidental your benefit, but the intrinsic part of it is actually not for your benefit. And therefore, it does not override Yom Tov. And Taisa brings a proof to this. Midid have an adar ben adab. It's just like you find perkabonis that were either donations or taken upon a vow, which the halacha is the increave of Yom Tov. Now go ahead and sacrifice such a korban on Yom Tov. Laman the Amar, according to the opinion that holds that the in other words, that the kahanim and the owners, they could eat from the meat of the korban. Still, why do we say that that's forbidden to be brought on Yom Tov? Well, I it's Eichel Nefesh purposes. Oh, according to that opinion, because Meshulchan Gavoya Kazachum. Because really, it's the primary Shechit is really for Hashem. It's not for a Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. The reason why you cannot slaughter on Yom Tov is because the Kahanim and the Bailim they get from the carbon is only after it was slaughtered and Hashem got it, then Hashem gives it to them. That's why it's forbidden. That's the same thing we're explaining over here. I can have benefit from the Truma Tumah when it's burning. Yeah, but that's secondary. Primary, it's not for you and therefore it's forbidden. So too the Shtei Alechem that was brought on Shavuos, according to that opinion, the baking of the Shtei Alechem does not override, not on a baker on Yom Tov. Why? What do you mean? People eat it. People bake on Yom Tov. Because ultimately its primary is for Hashem. Hashem then says, here are the leftovers, you could go ahead and eat. And therefore that's not considered a Tzarech Yom Tov, and therefore that's going to be forbidden. The same thing in our case too. Now, Tais actually proves that. Well, the man dama kriyim yom tov. Even according to one who holds that you're allowed to go ahead and sacrifice the derman davas in yom tov. Hainim mishim. That's only because the gsaba they hold the ikur shchitas and afiyas and nami letzarachadim. It's only because they don't hold this svar so much because ultimately an integral part of the slaughtering and the baking is for the purposes of a person because the person is also going to be eating from these karbanas. Avasreiv is truma tamei, but Taisus would say even that opinion would hold. The burning of truma that's tamei vade l'shem mitzvah beer. The whole purpose of the burning is really for the mitzvah of eradicating it, that it should be consumed. But loy l'shem anah, not for the person that benefited from its flame or from its heat. And hilkach asa b'yom tov k'shar kachim. That's why it's forbidden yom tov like other kachim. And therefore, that answers the question: why? How we're learning out truma tamei from kachim. That was the interpretation of the Rival. However, Taisa brings a Lari Nira, Deloy Shaykh Besrevis Trumalem. Now, you cannot say, like the Svara of the Riva, that the burning of the Truma that's Tameh, to say this type of Svara that the Riva is saying, Meshuchah Gavay Kazacha, that, oh, really, it's like a secondary benefit that you're getting, but the primary thing is from the table of Hashem, so to speak, it's because of the mitzvah. Because Lari says, V'loy Dum L'Shtei Alechem. No, this is not the same thing as the two breads of Chametz that were brought on Shavuos. Shafi'i L'Tzarech Gavay. There, the baking is for the, yes, that's for the purposes of Hashem. And that's why we're saying, you know, go ahead and bake it on Yom Tov. You know why? How do we know that that's L'Tzarech Gavayim? Shari Acher, Fiyah Tzarech L'Asbem Tenuv, because we see, even after it's baked, you still have to do some type of a Gavayah service. You still have to elevate the breads. And V'chein Acher Shechit is Nadar M'Nadavis. Like we're saying, according to the one that says, you know, bring Nadar M'Nadavis on Yom Tov, how do we know that's considered Tzarech Gavayim? Because even after you slaughtered those karbanas, you still have to go ahead and do acts of service to Hashem. You have to sacrifice the sacrificial parts. You have to throw the blood. There's a lot of things you have to do. So therefore, that's how we see that really the primary slaughtering is for Hashem. But regarding Truma, that's Tameh. You don't do anything for Hashem after this burning. Therefore, you cannot say that it's like the real thing is for Hashem. It's that it's like as if you're getting it after the Meshulchan Gevayah. No, he doesn't hold to this for the Riva. So rather, V'hachem Efarashri, the Riva gives a different interpretation in why you're not allowed to burn Truma that's Tameh and Yom Tov. When the Gemara says, Lafisha ain't serving Kachem and Yom Tov, because you can't burn Kachem and Yom Tov, perish. What does that mean, says the Riva? It's not because it's the same thing the way the Riva is saying it. No, it's Gazru Truma to Kachem. You're right, really Truma is not the same thing. Really, you should be allowed to. That's exactly. If we let you do Truma, you might come to do Kachem because they are both Kaidish type of things. And if it's a rabbinic decree, but it's not because of like it's the same thing, because it's actually not the same thing. It's not Meshulchan Gevayah as the Riva explains. Now, but then based on this, Bim Temi, if you're going to say, and you're going to ask, well, then in my ear, you're Atu Kachem, so then why are you making the Gzeira of Truma Atu Kachem? And therefore, that's why you cannot burn the Truma Temeya on Yom Tov in the candle. Just say, Mishum Dein Sefer Kachem, in other words, you're saying it's because of Kachem, Mishum Dein Sefer Kachem Yom Tov, because you might come to then burn Kachem on Yom Tov. I could tell you a more direct Gzeira. Nigzum Mishum Truma Shalei Letzayach. I should tell you the reason why you're not allowed to burn Truma Temeya on Yom Tov. Forget about because you might come to do Kachem. Because you might come to do Truma when you don't need it. Because that filler serving Kachem Yom Tov, because even if you were to hold it, you're allowed to bring Kachem Yom Tov, and therefore that's why it's not such a good source, is because the Asay Asay B'Dach Alay Sasay. There you would say, okay, the Asay of burning the Kachem would override the Lay Sasay of being a Yom Tov. But Truma Shalay Letzayrech ain't serving a Truma that's for no purpose, that you're not getting any benefit from it, that you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. The Mashma Tech Pirish Rashi B'Samach, because it sounds like from Rashi later on, that he holds the ain aseh b'sreifas emad rabban. There's no mitzvah aseh in burning that of truma. It's only rabbinic. You don't want people to stumble, whatever it is. But therefore, so just instead of saying that if it's gzeira atu kachem, say gzeira atu when it's shalei letzarech. And therefore, that because the whole reason why you lie to burn it is only if you're going to benefit from the flame. And if you're not, so maybe that's why we should say it's forbidden, not atu kachem. Because at least per kachem, you have a mitzvah say that maybe that's why we would think it would override. But truma l'shalei tzorich, you don't have even that mitzvah say. So that should be the reason of the concern. So says Vishnu, what you could say is no, because the sefer's truma shalei l'tzorich, lo yishchiach. It's not really, that wouldn't be enough of a reason to make a gzeri, because you might come to burn it if you're not getting any benefit from it. Because the Shemadim Leisafer Nechinim, no one's going to burn for nothing. Since you're allowed to have benefit when you're burning it, no one would go ahead and just waste such an opportunity. Like it's obvious in Mishami in such wording that that's why we're not concerned for burning the true Mishalot Tzor, because no one would lose that opportunity of chapping around a free benefit, and therefore it's only because of Atur Kachem. So Taisis had this question, why is it forbidden to burn Truma that's Tamei and Yamtiv? What do you mean you're allowed to have benefit of Mishasri Fasa? And therefore, of course, you should be able to light it for your own benefit on Yamtiv. It's not like Kachem, which you're not allowed to benefit when you're burning it. So that tells the from the Riva that since the Torah really said all of the benefit besides burning is forbidden, it's only to have benefit when it's burning, so therefore that's not really considered as if for your own purposes. It's only like Meshulchan Gevoy Kazacha, but really you're doing it for the mitzvah of the burning, and therefore that's not considered Letzar Chai. But Tez rejects this because, no, by Nedarim Nedavis, where the Shechita has some other post Tzarech Gevoy Avoida, so that's not considered for yourself. But here, there's no other avodah after that. And therefore, Taisus did not hold that that's considered like Meshulcha Gevoy Kazach. And therefore, Taisus brought from the Ri that the reason why you can't burn Truma Tamei on Yom Tov is a Gezerah Atur Kachem. So then why didn't they make Gezerah of Atur Truma Shalei Letzarech? And that Taisus says, because that's not so common to burn the Shalei Letzarech, and therefore that would not be an appropriate Gezerah. The next Taisus of Maschel says, begins the words of the Gemara, Baker Sheni Lisrei Fasai. The second morning is for its burning. Taisus can explain, how do you prove from here that you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov? Now, the Gemara said, how do we know you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov? Because it says, Bekram Pesach, don't leave it over till the morning. And then it says, and whatever was left over till the morning, you have to burn it in fire. So why are you saying Ad Baker two times? Oh, coming to say, because you don't burn it the first morning, which is Yom Tov. Of course, you cannot burn Kachem on Yom Tov. Rather, burn it on the second morning, which is Chalosh Amayit. But Vim Taimatai says, Taimatai has to take a second look. If you're going to say, wait, E Baker Sheini Davka, if the second morning is specific, meaning, Ve'ein Yachal L'Sarfa B'Lei Motze Yom Tov, you cannot light it, you can't burn it for the nicer on the night after Yom Tov, then how could you prove from here that it's because you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov? So the contrary, we could prove that it's not because you're not burn Kachem on Yom Tov, because the Habalel Matzah Yom Tov Nami in Tzav. If it was just about Yom Tov, then you should be able to burn it right after this man on Matzah Yom Tov. And you see, you can't. You have to wait till the next morning. So then obviously you have to say the reasoning is a Gzeres HaKasev. It's a biblical decree, list of a Baker Shein, to burn in the second morning, but not because you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. The Rosh Hashanah says what you could say is that no. Hadein Tzav Malaylam. Truth is, the reason is because you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. So then why don't you burn it at night time? That's for a different reason. This that you don't burn it at night time, Hayinim Hashem Dehik Barak Kasev, because the pasuk was particular, Shalei Lissa Bar Kachem Alayi, they now burn Kachem at night time. That's in general. Kadash Kamish Shlom, like we find by the Kavim Shlom. You're not allowed to eat it already when the third night starts. Still, we don't burn it then as nicer. You only burn it the following morning. Like the Gemara says, begin Pesachim of Gimel Manalv. But Yom Hashlishi beEishisav, and the third day is when you burn it in the fire, which tells us you only burn it in the daytime, but you don't burn it at nighttime, and therefore that's why we're explaining that yes, really the reason why you have to wait for the second one is because the Sefer Kachem Yom Tov. Why don't you burn it at nighttime? That's because in general we don't burn nicer at nighttime, but not because of Gzeres HaKasev. It's really because the Sefer Kachem Yom Tov, and that's where the source is from. Here next Tuesday, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, V'loi oiles chil b'Shabbos, and neither do you sacrifice the leftovers of the weekday oila on Shabbos. V'loi oiles chil b'Yom Tov, neither do you sacrifice the leftovers of the weekday carbon in Yom Tov. Tuesday asks, how do you know to exclude even Yom Tov? And that is, the Gemara was bringing the source of Abaya, the reason why Yenal Ben Kachman that are invalid, like the Truma Tamei on Yom Tov, is because we'll not oil Shabbos b'Shabbat. Only the oil of Shabbos override Shabbos, but not the oil of a chayil, which are those limbs that were left over from the oil, which weren't burned yet. You're not allowed to sacrifice it on Friday night. And neither are you allowed to do the oil of chayil on Yom Tov. Now, on that, Taisa is bothered. Tamer, it's a wonder. even the Krabba Shabbos, since this Pasuk of Oyle Shabbos B'Shabbat is Tomim B'Shabbos, so I understand Shabbos B'Shabbat, but not Chil B'Shabbos. But B'Noli L'Midrash V'Lo Oyle Chil B'Yomtiv, how do you know, to expound from here, that you cannot sacrifice the leftovers of the Oyle from the weekday on Yomtiv, D'Madavka V'Lo Chil B'Shabbos, maybe specifically only the weekday coming you can't do on Shabbos, the Chamam Yomtiv, where Shabbos is more stringent than Yomtiv. We find Oichel Nefesh, for example, how do you know you can't do it on Yomtiv? There's some way you could say, it says Taisus, because the Abayas of a Kribbe Kiva. Abayah, like the time of Rebbe Kiva, the Darish Beperek Elik Charm, that he expounds later on, the Kofid Almed Alav, he learns the Pasuk, Oile Shabbos B'Shabbat, he sounds like that, yeah, a Shabbos carbon you could do on another Shabbos, B'Shabbos Acheres, which what's another Shabbos, what's also called Shabbos, is Yom Tov. Limit al chelvi Shabbos, Rebbe Kiva learns that teaches regarding the fats of a carbon on Shabbos. Shekriv me Yom Tov, did you let us sacrifice those limbs on, let's say, the following night, which is Yom Tov? No, that's where he's coming from this pasuk Eilat Shabbos B'Shabbat, because as Taisa explains, Mide Itzel Kral Mishri Eilat Shabbos B'Yom Tov, since the pasuk, the way Rabbi Kiva expounds, needs to tell you that you allowed to sacrifice the leftover limbs of a Shabbos on the Yom Tov. Let's say Yom Tov is on Matzah Shabbos. Sim Kain, that's the inference that obviously Eilat Chil B'Yom Tov Aser. Obviously, then the leftovers of the chayil on Yom Tov, that's going to be forbidden, because that's why the pasuk had to tell you that Eilat Shabbos you could do on Yom Tov. But obviously that Oilas Chol and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. Now, the reasoning why he explains that Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbat, that you're allowed to bring the Oilas Shabbos on Yom Tov, is because the Sava he holds, Rabbi Kiva, who Abai is going like, that Nedarim and Nedavos ain't kriv me Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to sacrifice a regular Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. That's why he needs a special pasuk. You see, you can't just bring anything on Yom Tov. Therefore, you need a special reboot to tell you about Oilas Shabbos, which is the most severe sanctity, you're allowed to sacrifice on Yom Tov. But the Dharma Davis, which you could do after Yom Tov, that you can't do on Yom Tov, because I'm a hustle, like the Gemara says over there. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Polakosim, there in that Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Vidarash Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbat, he expounds when it says Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbat, which again teaches even on a different, quote, Shabbos, he doesn't learn that's referring to Yom Tov. He says, Liman al Chedli Shabbos Akriven B'Yom Kippur, which is also called Shabbos. That you could sacrifice the leftovers of, let's say, Yom Kippur as Matzah Shabbos, you could sacrifice it on Yom Kippur because Shabbos has a more severe sanctity than that of Yom Kippur. Avo Shakriven B'Yom Tov, but regarding that, if they could be sacrificed on Yom Tov, Loi Itzrach, Rabbi Shmuel does not require a Pasuk. Why? Because the Ksava he holds, Nedarim and Davos Kriven B'Yom Tov. Now, if another Nedarim could be brought on Yom Tov, for sure the Chelvi Shabbos could be Kriven Yom Tov. Now, that's what Taisa is coming to say. Here that Abaye is coming to say that we exclude Oilas Chol and Yom Tov is because Abaye holds like Rabbi Kiva that the Pasuk you need to tell you, but that Oilas Shabbos could be brought on Yom Tov. But that's the inference, but if you tell me only Oilas Shabbos could be brought on Yom Tov, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you, obviously the Oilas Chol cannot be brought on Yom Tov, and that too Abaye is going like, which is like Rabbi Kiva. Here the next taste of Masechet Tetz begins the words of the Gemara, V'lei Mila Shle Bezmana, and not Mila, not on the eighth day, the Asa B'Kal V'Chomer, which would be brought in the Kal V'Chomer. Taisa explained, what is the Kal V'Chomer? That is, Rabbah, he said, what's the source that you can't bring Kachem on Yom Tov? It says in the Pasuk, Acha Shei Aslechol Nefesh, Hu Levad Yaslechem, Hu, it comes to exclude, Machshir Echol Nefesh. And Levadoi comes to exclude Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi, because if not for this Pasuk, that's what the Gemara is saying. I would have learned that from a Kal V'Chomer that it would override. And therefore, when we're saying that you cannot, because it's Shle Bezmanei, that is, it tells us you can't bring Kachim, that you also Shle Bezmanei, because you can bring it tomorrow, is not going to be overriding Yom Tov. Now, Pesach B'Kunchas Rashi explains what is the Kal V'Chomer that we would have thought that Mila would be Deicha Shabbos in Yom Tov. So he says it's from Tzaras. And he says, Ma Tzaras, just like a Negev Tzaras, which is very severe, that the prohibition of cutting off the Negev Tzaras is Shadeicha Zavoid, it overrides Zavoid, meaning according to has Tzaras, it's not allowed to do the Avoid in the Mesa Migdash, and it's not allowed to cut off the Negev Tzaras. Now, Avoid the Deicha Shabbos, but Avoid is still more severe than Shabbos, as we see one does the Avoid on Shabbos, even though it's a Malachas. Now, Mila Deicha Isa, and still Mila, even Shalei Bezmanoi overrides Tzaras, meaning if there's Tzaras in the Makam of the Mila, you're going to cut it off. Oh, so Shabbos, that's more lenient, Shenitches V'chul, where it gets overridden by the Avoida. And the Avoida is less severe than Tzaras, as we pointed out. And yet Mila overrides Tzaras, even Shalei Bezmanoi, obviously it would be Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why we need the Pasuk to tell you that no, it does not override Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, Bakasha, Tais is bothered by the source of Rashi. Perek Rebbe Lez Demila, the Gemara says later on the Fkuf Lamed Beis, Lez Leil Rabba HaKavu Chaymer, that Rabba does not hold of this Kavu Chaymer. that of from Tsaras. Ketiksava, he holds, hide the Tsaras to Eches Avoyde. He says, actually, the reasoning why Tsaras overrides the Avoyde means to say that you're not going to go ahead and do the Avoyde with Tsaras, meaning to say, and you're not going to cut off the negative Tsaras. He says, Lamashim the Chamir, it's not because it's more stringent. He brings a different svara. He says the reason is because the person is not fit, meaning even if he'd go ahead and cut off his nega of tziraz, he would still have to immerse himself. He would have to wait for sundown to be able to do the avoda. Now, so what are you going to tell me? Tomorrow's avoda? That's not overriding the isra of today. So therefore, that's why he learns up the halacha that you don't cut off the tziraz to do the avoda, because it's not really today's avoda. But inherent in his interpretation is that he doesn't say tziraz is really bigger than avoda. If you could do the avoda today, then maybe he would hold that it would override tziraz. So if that's Rava, so he's giving the interpretation over here, how could Rava be saying that you would know from a Kabbal Chaim if he himself does not hold this Kabbal Chaim? So Taisa brings a different gear. So Rav Yosef Pyrus, Loi Garis de Asya, a continued type of Chofeim and Aleph, be Kabbal Chaim. He actually doesn't have the girsa that we would have learned to have from a Kabbal Chaim. Because he says, Double Lav Kabbal Chaim and Nami Asya. Because actually, even without a Kabbal Chaim, we would have thought, without the Pasuk, that Mila, Shalebez Mani, would override Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because the Asya Asya, but Dachal Ois Asya. The positive commandment of doing the bris milah would override the negative prohibition of doing malach on Yom Tov, because of Rav Ashi, it's only Rav Ashi, the Mishani, that he answers the Yom Tov Asebal Asehu. He's the one, from all the answers in the Gemara, he says, oh, the reason why it doesn't override is because he can't say Asehu Deicha Leisaseh, because it's Yom Tov is a positive commandment and a negative commandment. Then Asehu Deicha Leisaseh Vaseh, and a positive commandment of Bris Mila cannot override an Asehu and a Leisaseh. But Rabbah, who doesn't give that answer, he holds that by Yom Tov you don't have an Asehu. And therefore, yes, even without the Kabbal Chaimah, we would have thought Mila would be Deicha Yom Tov. As we said, Rabbah doesn't hold this Kabbal Chaimah. And therefore, he takes out the words of the Gemara of the Asi B'Kabal Chaimer, and you would know it simply because Asay Doicha Lois Asay. But, and therefore, that's why you need the Pasuk to say that you don't say that. But B'Kosh L'Ri, the Ri is bothered with this interpretation too. Because the B'Per Kamad Be'ya and the Avchesim Abeyah's Mashmet sounds like the Islay L'Rabba, the Rabba holds, not like the way the Rabbi Yosef Pyrus is saying. The Yom Tov Asay, V'Lois Asay, who he holds that Yom Tov is not just a Lois Asay, it's an Asay and a Lois Asay. Where do we find this? Gabbai, the Brisa they were discussing, a Koi, where it's doubtful if it's considered behema or chaya, which has major relevance regarding the mitzvah of kisa dam. The Brisa says you don't slaughter on Yom Tov. If you did, you're not going to cover its blood. Now the Gemara wants to explain that the case there's told about specifically gabe efek kira, which is the ashes that were prepared from before Yom Tov in the oven, which are not muksa. Now, so then why by koi are you not allowed to cover the blood? It's because we're geyser, because you might come to go ahead and dig some earth. But by a chaya, which we know for sure is chayav in kisadam, because we know it's for sure a chaya, you cover the blood, and we're not going to make a gzer that you come to dig the earth. Because even if you did, there's no iser, because even though that's in iser, but the say of kisadam would override the leisa say of doing malacha on the yamta. Now, on that, the parak, the Gemara asks, but save saif, at the end of the day, yamtiv asay v'leisa say, who it's not just, you wouldn't say asay dech leisa say, because yamtiv is an asay and a leisa say. And the Gemara asks, well, a positive commandment of covering the blood of the chaya should not override an asay and a leisasay. Rather, gives a different interpretation as the reason why you're not allowed to cover with the ephra of the ashes is because when you prepare the ashes of the oven from before Yom Tov, your intention was only for things that are definitively require kisadam, which is for a chaya, and not for things that are suffic like that of kain. Therefore, that's why by chaya you could cover, but by kai you cannot. But one thing Taisus is saying, from the fact that Rav had to give such an answer, it sounds like that he agrees to the premise of the question, that Yom Tov is Asei V'Leisa Sehu, which is not like the Rabbi Yosef Pyrus, who said that Rav holds that Yom Tov is only a only one, not both Asei V'Leisa Sehu. He was seen not like that. Now, Murva says, Taisus B'Deich Leiman, it's a difficulty to say, that Shas Nichel El Mifrach, that the Gemara's question that was asking, the Yom Tov Asei V'Leisa Sehu, that Yom Tov is both Asei V'Leisa Sehu, even though Rav does not hold like that, the Kaim Le Kravashi is because we will Le Kravashi, but you're right, Avol Rav himself, Avagav De Lesle Yom Tov Asei V'Leisa Sehu, even though he does not hold it's both Asei V'Leisa Sehu, Mekam Okam in Kisa Deich Yom Tov, but he agrees to the premise that Kisa does not override Yom Tov, for a different reason, Milavadai, as he brings you an Erasugi. That's difficult, because it sounds like from the Gemara, that no, he agrees to the premise that it's Asei, and the Leisa Sehu. So rather, Verima Farashi agrees, no, we do keep the Girsa. The Asi B'Kavu Chemer, that we do know from a Kavu Chemer, because we said if it were not the Kavu Chemer, we would not think so, because Rabbi agrees it's Yom Tov is Asei B'Leisa Sehu, and we wouldn't say Asei Deicha Leisa Vasei. So what is it that we thought that it would be Deicha, that you need Levadai to say it's not Deicha? The Kavu Chemer is not like Rashi said from Tzaras, as Taisa already proved. Rather, Minadar and Minadavis, which are, when you donate or vow to bring a carbon, the dachu yamtiv, that they override yamtiv. You're allowed to do malachas on those carbonas. Even though for karbanas we didn't have a bris, 13 brises, and still you're allowed to override yamta. So mila kolshken. So it's the kabbal chaimer is that isn't that a kolshken mila which has yidgimel brises related to them? Of course it should override yamta, and that's the kabbal chaimer because the ksava rava held the krav miyamta that the derma davis are brought on yamta, and therefore kabbal chaimer for mila even shleib esman which has yidgimel brises. Now, says Taisis, now, but like the Mifra, you can't ask on this Kabbal Chaim and say, wait a second. Mala, Darvin, the Dabbas, how could you learn from Darvin, Dabbas, Shein, Letzerach, Gavai, which those are God purposes. They're being birthed for Hashem. Could the park of Pegar Belez the Mila, as the Gemara asks, actually, later on, the Kovalama Mabeis, that the Gemara says that this, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, that Yelada do the preparatory activities for Mila, that they're Decha Shabbos, from the Oymer Shtei Alechem, which they're Makshim and Decha Shabbos. On that, the Gemara says, wait, you can't learn that from Oymer Shtei Alechem, because Mala Oymer Shtei Alechem, Shein Letzerach Gevaya, yeah, those preparatory activities for the Oymer Shtei Alechem, they're for Hashem purposes. They're coming for like a carbon, therefore is Decha Shabbos, in contrast to Mila. So he says, no, here that question wouldn't be applicable. The Halav Chayveninu, because in contrast to Oymer Shtei Alechem, the Derma and the Dabbas are not obligatory. They're not Tzarchi Gevay because they're not even obligatory. V'afil Chatois V'ashamis L'miket Tzarchi Gevay. And Taisa says even more because even Chatois V'ashamis, which are obligatory, they're not called, quote, Tzarchi Gevay. Why they're not called needs for Hashem? Even the Loi Chatois, because if the person hadn't sinned, Loi Boi L'asnui, he would not have had to bring it. Therefore, it's not considered Hashem's needs. Conscious to Imash De'alachim, where the Torah commanded, you always have to bring it, that's considered Tzarchi Gevay. Now, moreover, Taisus concludes, and he says, "V'isle l'Rava." Rava holds the yomtiv is a seva leisase. So Taisus actually says that he holds it is an ase and a leisase. Like in the Mucha Bebeya, like it's obvious from the Gemara Beya, like Taisus proved, where therefore he had to go ahead and say an answer on that because of the question that yeah, we see yomtiv is a se and a leisase, and lahachi itzuch kavochaimer. That's why he needed a kavochaimer that mila shlebezman would be decha yomtiv. And that's why he needed a pasuk of Hulavadli to teach us not Deich Yomtiv, because the Ilav Kabbal Chaimer, because if not for a Kabbal Chaimer, Loi Habet Tzarach Krol LaMeser, he would not have had to have a pasuk to say that Mila is going to be forbidden on Yomtiv, because obviously not Deich Yomtiv, because Ein Asei Deicha, Loi Sasei Basei, and it's only because of the Kabbal Chaimer, like we learned from the Dar and the Dabbas, that he says that we would have, and that you need the pasuk to say that you don't. Now, moreover, another qualification Taisus brings is, Rava Loi Koi, Ravi's not going on the Gemara's question of Asrefas Kaddishim, that how do you know that burning kachim is not deicha yamtiv, because for that you don't need a pasuk, because that you would not know from a kavach chaimer in the dar and the davis, and obviously it would be forbidden because ein asei deicha leisav asei. El hashas maisi. Rather, what's the gemara then bringing from him is mishum diminah na mishamin. It's only because from his teaching regarding the mila you could infer the ein sefer kachim deicha yamtiv that the burning of kachim is not deicha yamtiv. In other words, just like mila shlebizmana, it's not deicha yamtiv because both of these things could be done after yamtiv. So therefore, it's inferred. But he himself wasn't going on that because you're right. You didn't need a pasuk because you don't have the kabbal chaimer. Rather, it's learnt out from this teaching of mila, which is not deicha. So obviously kachim is also not, because that's also quote shloi bezmanu. So Taisa brought Rashi's interpretation that if not for a pasuk, we would have learned out that mila is derech yamtiv kavachamer from tzaras. Taisa refutes that because Rav himself does not hold that kavachamer. So the Repari says, yeah, not to be gairus that we know mila from kavachamer. Rather, even without the kavachamer, you would have known mila is derech yamtiv from asei derech leisei, which Taisa asked and says, no, even Rav agrees yamtiv has asei veleis asei. So therefore, Taisus maintains the gears of Asa Kabbal Chaimer, but Taisus the Kabbal Chaimer is from the Derm and the Davis, which they're Deicha Yomtiv, and therefore Kabbal Chaimer from Mila, which has Yigam of Brises, and that's why we need the pasuk to say it's not, and that's why we know that Kachem B'Yomtiv is also not, because that's also called Shleib Bezmana, because you could do it after Yomtiv.